我们先一同祷告。
Let's first pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你把我们又一次召聚到你面前来。
Once again, you gather us in thy presence.
主啊，我们实在要向你献上我们的感谢。
Lord, we have to offer up our thanksgiving to you.
因为你给我们认识你是一位向人说话的神。
Because you allow for us to understand you are a God who speaks to
men. 你有许多的话要向人解开。
And you have many words to reveal to men.
主啊，你从前说了话。
Lord, you have spoken in the past.
你现在还继续说话。
You continue to speak now.
你要把你从前说过的话一直说到人明白。
And you will continue to speak your spoken words until man will understand.
主啊，我们承认我们都是愚昧的人。
Lord, we confess we are those who are foolish.
所以我们十分需要你的恩待。
Therefore, we need that you be especially gracious to us.
赏赐我们那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
To grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们的眼睛给照明。
So that our eyes may be enlightened.
给我们的心思也给接近，
so that our hearts may be pure.
让我们可以看得见你宝座上的心意，
so that we're able to see the thought that you have on your throne.
也领会你在人中间做事的目的，
and to understand the purpose of your work amongst men.
和你做工的方法，
and the way in which you work.
主啊，我们到今天不得不承认说，我们的主离开了你，我们什么都做不来。
Lord, even until today, we still must confess. Aside from you, we cannot do anything.
但是感谢主。
But we thank you.
你常常在人的愚昧的当中，把我们放在你的面光的底下。
Constantly, even when man is in his own foolishness, you bring us under your light.
叫我们看见人的无知。
So that we're able to see our own ignorance.
那就从心里回转过来，要寻找你。
And when we repent from our heart to seek after you.
晚上求我们的主，你也同样把我们放在你面光的底下。
Likewise, Lord, this evening we do ask that you place us under the light of thy face.
借着你话语的光照，叫我们懂得如何活在你的面前。
Through the enlightening of thy word, we would know how to live in thy presence.
去成就你所要做成的工。
To accomplish the work which you will accomplish.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look to thee.
带领我们。
Lead us.
向我们说话。
Speak to us.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We give thanks and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 耶利米书到了现在我们读的这个阶段，好像就回到很简单的历史的记载的里。
For the book of Jeremiah, as we reach this certain point, it seems as if it has gone back to very simple recordings of history.
但是我们细细地读进去的时候，
Yet, if we read into it in detail,
我们发觉不是单单记载历史的过程那么简单。
We discover it is not just as simple as just merely recording the history for us.
因为如果光是注意历史的过程，那的确是简单不过的。
If we truly only pay attention to the historical background, it is very simple.
因为事情就是这样一件一件的发生。
Because this is how it takes place, one by one.
但是当我们看到这许多一件一件发生的事情和神的永远的计划的执行发生关系的时候，
Yet, if we're able to notice when these events unfold one by one, what connection it has with the eternal purpose of God,
那这就是一个非常不简单的事。
Then it would not become something very simple.
我简单的提一下，
I'll simply mention this.
弟兄姊妹，我们读到这里的时候，那也就是说西底家要被掳了。
Brothers and sisters, I mention this now when we read to this point is when Zedekiah will be in captivity.
犹大国要灭亡了。
The nation of Judah will come to an end.
那这个是那个结局。
That is the end.
但是这个结局在神的旨意的里边，它是怎么的一回事呢？
But this end in the eternal plan of God, what is it about?
那弟兄姊妹，我们暂时这样提一提。
We'll just lightly mention this for now.
从以色列人建国以前，
Before the Israelites established their nation.
就是说从他们进迦南的时候开始。
Let's say from the beginning when they entered into the land of Canaan.
严格说起来就从他们出埃及的时候开始。
To be strict, it is when they left Egypt.
神把他们摆在一个这样的情况的底下。
God has placed them under this circumstance.
那是神直接的管理他们。
That is God himself directly ruled over them.
而接着在西乃山上 传律法的这个事实，把神的那个管理的方法内容都交了给他们。
From giving them the law on Mount Sinai, God has already given to them the content and the way in which He will rule over them.
那从那个时候开始，
From that point on,
一直到扫罗做王，
Until the reign of Saul.
那这可以说是神在他们中间做王的那个时期。
We can say that is the period of time when God is reigning over them.
我们能掌握这样的一个事实。
Now if we grasp that fact.
那对于四世纪所说的那是以色列中没有王的这一句话，那个领会就会比较深刻了。
We would then have a very deeper impression of the words written in Judges. In those days, there is no king in Israel.
按照人的看所看见的。
According to what man can see.
以色列的确是没有王。
Israel indeed did not have a king.
但是神却是他们的王。
Yet God was their king.
如果四世纪只有这么一句话，
If there was only those words in Judges,
四世纪也不算是一个太糟糕的记录。
Judges would not be as horrible as it was.
但是四世纪的确是很糟糕。
Yet it was very terrible during the time of Judges. Why?
糟糕的底下还有一句话。
Because there were still words to come after that.
个人任意而行。
Each one did according to what was right in their eyes.
在人眼中没有王。
In the sight of man, there was no king.
但是暗暗的是神在那里做他们的王。
Yet hiddenly, it was God who was their king.
如果他们真实的活在神的管理的底下，
If they truly live under the government of God,
那他们的确是一个很蒙福的国。
Truly, they will be a blessed nation.
但是很可惜的，
Yet unfortunately,
他们任意而行。
They did as they pleased.
那就是说，这个没有王的事实，就真的是成了没有王。
That means the fact that seems to be no king truly now has become there is no king.
那等到四世纪结束的时候，
After the period of Judges end,
那神也允许他们有王来治理他们。
God allowed for them to have a king to rule over them.
那所以从严格说起来，那是从大卫开始。
To be very strict, that began with David.
但如果从表面上看来，那是从扫罗开始。
If we look at it from the surface, it began with Saul.
而以色列的百姓就进入了另外的一个新的历史的阶段。
The people of Israel enter into a new era in history.
而什么阶段呢？
What era is that?
是人管制人的阶段。
That is in the era when man rule over man.
说的好听一点就是说有王来管制人的阶段。
To put it pleasantly, there was a king to rule over them.
那但是从那个时候开始，
But from that point on,
一直到现在耶利米书所提到的西底拉被掳这一个时候，
Until this point mentioned in Jeremiah about the captivity of Zedekiah,
这个人管制人的所谓王国时期也就结束了。
This period of when man was ruling over man, this is the period of the kingdom, it came to an end.
那这样的一个结束，
This end,
在神的永远的旨意的里边呢，是说明了一件什么事情呢？
What does this point out for us in the eternal plan of God?
如果连上以前的历史，
If we connect it to the history before,
人不要神做王，
Man did not want God to be king,
人要人自己做王，
Man wanted to be king themselves.
那人不要神做王，那个结果固然是可悲。
Man doesn't want God to be king. On the one hand, that is a very sad end.
现在人管理人呢，那个结果仍然一样是可悲。
Now when man is the one ruling over man, the end result of that is death as pitiful.
人没有路在神面前可以走得上来。
Man still has no way to go before God.
他们结果是自己为自己制造那一个毁灭。
The result was they brought on their own destruction.
那现在西底家就是到了这个王国的那一个阶段的幕后的日子。
Now Zedekiah is at the very end of that kingdom period.
那么 从这个时候开始
，from this point on，
神的百姓就落到一个什么光景呢
？What condition did the people of God fall into？
那当然先是被掳
，of course they were first captured。
以后70年后回国
，and then they return to their nation after 70 years。
回国以后也不成为国了
，even after they returned 70 years， they were not a nation。
但好像就成了东方的长。强国的那个殖民地或者说是附庸国
It only seems like now they're a colony of the strong Eastern Empire.
如果你要从神的计划来看
If we want to look at it from the plan of God,
那在以色列民当中更没有路了
Amongst the Israelites, there is no way at all.
那神还有没有做工的条件呢
Now, is there still a way for God to work?
按照人来看
According to man,
好像一步一步一步，人离开神的那个定义，越走越远了。
It seems as if step by step, man is going further and further away from that will of God.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
这种光景正好是让神在人的中间显明一个非常严肃的事实。
This type of condition.Very fittingly allows for God to manifest a very serious point.
什么事情呢?
What fact?
那就是说,
that is to say,
约翰福音十五章的那一个信息。
It is the message found in Gospel according to John chapter 15.
主说, 你们离了我就不能做什么。
The Lord says, aside from me, you cannot do anything.
既然不能做什么，你又要做什么？那有什么办法呢
？If aside from me you cannot do anything, if you want to do something, what way do you have？
那只有转回过来，归回神。
Only when you return, repent to God。
那所以我们看到，现在耶利米书提到西底家要被掳了。
Now in Jeremiah we can see it's mentioning Zedekiah will be captured。
王国的阶段结束了。
The kingdom period comes to an end.
一个附属国的那个光景开始了。
It is now they are becoming a colony.
按人来看，神的子民是在地上没有路了。
According to man, the people of God on earth has no more way.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
正因为是神把他们带到这样的光景。
It is because it is God who has brought them to this condition.
所以在他们里面就有了一个要求。
Therefore, within them, there is this requirement.
他们里面就有一个等候。
Within, they have this hope.
等候什么呢
？To wait for what?
等候弥赛亚。
To wait for the Messiah.
那是以前先知们给他们提过的。
That was mentioned to them before by the prophet.
现在落到这种光景的里面。
Now in this condition.
你除了在那里等候弥赛亚以外，你什么？什么都不可能再做了。
Aside from waiting upon the Messiah, you cannot do anything else.
弟兄姊妹，这一种光景
，brothers and sisters, this type of condition.
在以色列民心身上是那样明确的。
Upon the hearts of the Israelites, it is very clear.
在今天教会的身上也是一样的明确的。
Upon the church today, it is likewise just as clear.
教会的一个难处是什么
？What is one difficulty with the church?
我们读启示录的七封书信的时候
，When we read the seven epistles of Revelation,
我们很容易能看到一个事实。
Very easily we can see one fact.
教会的难处是常常自己堵塞自己在神面前要走的路。
The hardship for the church is many a times we become our own stumbling block, our hindrance to on the way which we have to go before God.
那这有好几种情形。
There are many situations.
第一种情形就是
The first being
像是以弗所书信一样
，like in the epistle to Ephesus，
以为自己所能做的就可以完成神所做的。
We think what we're able to do is to finish the work of God。
另外一种情形
，another condition，
简直就是整个圣经里边所贯穿的那一个毛病。
It is just the issue that is linked throughout the Bible。
用别样来代替神。
We use something else to take the place of God。
这个是更不用说了。
We don't need to go into that。
还有一个呢
？Another condition。
那就是老底家的那个那所表达的。
That is manifested by the church in Laodicea。
以为自己有
，We think that we have，
以为自己可以承担神所要的
，We think we're able to bear what God wants。
结果就是人所有的，把主撵到门外去。
As a result, because of what man has, we have pushed the Lord out of the door.
那我们看到启示录的七封书信所表达出来的那种光景。
That's the condition we see manifested in the seven epistles in Revelation.
在现在耶利米书我们看到要给犹大国做总结的时候。
Now,
我们就看到一个共同的原则在哪里。
Now in Jeremiah, when we see there's going to be a conclusion for the nation of Judah, we see the same result.
那我们今天晚上从39章开始来留意。
We'll take note starting from chapter 39.
那这是犹大灭亡的最后的那几年。
This is just a few years before the destruction of the nation of Judah.
在这个事情以前。
Before this,
耶利米说了很多的话。
Jeremiah spoke much words.
但是那些做君王的听不进去。
But those rulers did not hear it.
那些犹大的百姓也听不进去。
The people did not hear it.
与耶利米同时的呢？
At the same time with Jeremiah.
还有好几个其他的先知。
There are still many other prophets during his time.
比方说西番雅就是其中的一个。
For example, Zephaniah was one of them.
也是说着同样的信息。
Likewise, he gave the same message.
但是人不听耶利米的，也不听西番雅的。
Man did not hear the words of Jeremiah or the words of Zephaniah.
相反的。
On the contrary,
不是从神那里差遣来的那些假先知。
The false prophets that was not from God,
却在那个时候大行其道。
Yet at that time they were able to do much.
有人就这样指出来。
Some pointed this out.
他说，犹大到了灭亡以前有一个很特殊的现象。
During, before the destruction of Judah, there was this very special phenomenon.
那就是假先知公开的给人欢迎。
That was the false prophets, they were able to prophesy very publicly.
真正为神说话的先知呢，人就不要听。
Yet the true prophets who can speak for God, man did not want to hear.
假先知们说的话，人都以为对。
Everyone thought the false prophets spoke correctly.
那这个是在当时的这个情形。
That is the situation at that time.
现在我们从39章里看到一个事实。
Now from chapter 39 we see a fact.
那对不起，我们回到38章里头再温习一下一点点。
Let us first return to chapter 38 to review.
那38章的当中的时候啊。
In the middle of chapter 38.
你看到西底家王把耶利米叫来。
You see that Zedekiah called Jeremiah to come.
对他说。
And said to him,
耶和华有什么话对我说呢?
What does Jehovah have to say to me?
耶利米就告诉他,
Jeremiah told him,
神说你要出去归降巴比伦人,
God says you have to surrender to Babylonians.
这样,
then,
你自己会平安,
there will be peace unto you.
百姓也能过好日子,
there will be peace unto the people.
但是如果你不去呢?
But if you do not go,
那你一定被掳,
you will be in captivity.
你和百姓都要受好多好多的苦。
There will be great harm and suffering to you and the people.
那西西家王怎么说呢？
What did Zedekiah say?
你留意。
Take note.
你留意他怎么说呢？
Take note of his reply.
19节。
Verse 19.
西西家王对耶利米说。
And Zedekiah the king said unto Jeremiah.
我怕那些投降加勒底人的犹大人。
I am afraid of the Jews that have fallen to the Chaldeans.
恐怕加勒底人将我交在他们手中，他们戏弄我。
Lest they deliver me into their hand and they mock me.
耶利米就说了，加勒底人并不将你交出来。
But Jeremiah said, they shall not deliver thee.
你听我的话了。
Obey, I beseech thee.
但是结果呢？
The result?
西底家王没有听。
Zedekiah did not obey.
虽然他在那个时候是算是护着耶利米。
At that time, even though Zedekiah seemingly is protecting Jeremiah,
但是他也不要听神的话。
Yet, he did not want to obey the word of God.
那好了。
Now,
现在39章开始了。
At the beginning of chapter 39.
那这一个时候。
At this time,
巴比伦王来围困耶路撒冷。
Babylon came to besiege Jerusalem.
这个事情是怎么发生的呢？
How did this take place?
我们再轻轻把当时的历史说一说。
We'll just lightly go over the historical background.
弟兄姊妹们，如果在这一方面能掌握到他那个背景。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you're able to grasp the background of this,
你就能领会一下在底下 西底家王所受到的那个遭遇的原因在哪里。
You'll be able to understand the reason behind what Zedekiah encountered later to come.
那在当时，如果说在中东这一带，那个国家与国家之间的那个政治的形势啊，是很复杂的。
At that time, during that time in the region of the Middle East, the political situation of the countries is very confusing.
在那一段时候
，during that time，
有两个强权。
There are two strong powers.
一个就是巴比伦。
One is Babylon.
一个就是埃及。
One is Egypt.
那在埃及和巴比伦当中就是犹大。
Right in the middle of those two strong powers is Judah.
那所以这两个强权呢、啊，对犹大都有一个特别的那个。心思在那里。
Therefore, these two strong nations have their own intent on this nation of Judah.
当然从一面来说，有犹大在那里，好像缓冲了他们这两个强权。
Seemingly, if Judah existed right between them, it kind of gave harmony to these two nations.
但是他们心思里头呢？
Yet in their hearts,
彼此都想吞掉了对方。
They really want to subdue the other power.
那是他们对犹大的这一个地方啊。就很重视了。
Therefore, they put a lot of emphasis on this place, Judah.
那，当然在那个时候，巴比伦是刚好蒸蒸日上的时候。
Of course, during those days, it was when Babylon was rising in its power.
埃及这个古老的强权也慢慢的有点衰弱了。
And the strong power of Egypt, this ancient power, is slowly decreasing in power.
那所以埃及呢就非常非常做意在要拉拢犹大。
Therefore, Egypt put a lot of weight and emphasis in order to put Judah on their side.
那弟兄姊妹你记得
You remember?
约西亚死了以后
After Josiah died,
他的儿子约哈斯啊就做了几个月的王吗？
His son Jehoahaz became king for several months.
那他为什么只能做几个月的王呢？
Why was he only able to be king for several months?
因为约哈斯这个人对埃及并不太友善。
Because this person Jehoahaz was not friendly toward Egypt.
不晓得是因为约西亚跟法老王打过仗以后，约西亚就在战场战死的这种心情影响他，还是什么？我们都不知道。
We really don't know why he felt that way toward Egypt. Maybe it's because his father fought with Egypt and died in the battlefield.
但是我们晓得，约哈斯做完几个月，就给埃及王法老来把他掳去了。
But we know Jehoahaz was only king for several months, and the Pharaoh of Egypt took him captivity.
然后立他的兄弟约雅敬来做王。
And appointed his brother Jehoiachin as king.
那在那一个时候开始。
At during that time,
埃及就不住的去拉拢犹大。
Egypt continually tried to have Judah go on its side.
我们看到约雅敬的事的时候。
When we see the matters of Jehoiachin,
我们晓得约雅敬头一次给尼布甲尼撒王打败以后，他也臣服了。
We know the first time that Nebuchadnezzar defeated Jehoiakim, he subdued himself under Nebuchadnezzar.
但是没多久他又反叛了。
But not long after he rebelled against him.
为什么他会反叛呢？
Why would he rebel against Nebuchadnezzar?
用人来看呢、啊，那埃及是脱不了关系。
In man's view, it's because he cannot rid his relationship connection with Egypt.
那等到约雅敬死掉了。
Now after Jehoiakim died.
约雅敬啊，圣经里头没有说他怎么死。
In the Bible, it did not record for us how he died.
历史上说到他是结果是在他的对巴比伦的那个反叛的时候，他给尼布甲尼撒王抓了也。杀了。
From history, we are able to know that during his battle with Nebuchadnezzar, he was captured and Nebuchadnezzar slayed him.
那是这样的一种光景。
That was the condition.
那等到约雅金做王。
Now, when Jehoiachin was king,
也是几个月，巴比伦王就把他 掳去了。
It was also for several months, and he was captured by Babylon.
然后就把西底家推出来来做王。
And then they put Zedekiah forth as king.
那当然，西底家也是约雅敬的儿子。
Of course, Zedekiah was also the son of Jehoiakim.
弟兄姊妹，记得我们先前读到那个是。约雅敬在神面前接受一个咒诅。
Now, brothers and sisters, you still remember that Jehoiakim received this curse from God.
说他的后裔再没有一个人可以坐在大卫的宝座上。
That his descendants, none of his descendants can sit on the throne of David.
但是很稀奇的。
Amazingly.
约雅敬有四个儿子。
There are four sons of Jehoiakim.
一个儿子就不知所，没有特别交代，也许很早就死掉。
There's not special mention of one of his sons. Maybe he died early on.
圣经没有再提他。
The Bible never mentioned him again.
但是其他的三个儿子呢？
But for the other three sons,
都做过犹大的王。
They all reigned, became king of Judah.
这点是很好像很有意思。
Now it seems like that is very meaningful.
神在这边咒诅他说，他们的后裔没有人可以再坐大卫的宝座。
On the one hand, God is cursing him that none of his descendants can sit on the throne of David.
但是他能活着的三个儿子都坐过犹大的王位。
Yet the three sons of his that are living all sat on the throne.
当然三个都是亡国之亡国之君啊。
Of course, they all lost their life.
那现在我们看西底家。
Now we see Zedekiah.
巴比伦王把他立作犹大王。
Babylon put him as the king of Judah.
那起初是的光景是如何？
What was the condition at the very first?
我们不太知道。
We don't really know too much about that.
他也不敢跟巴比伦王有什么过不去。
Maybe he dare not have anything against the king of Babylon.
甚至
to even to a point.
他在他做王的第四年
even on the fourth year of his reign.
他亲自到了巴比伦。
He himself went personally to Babylon.
到巴比伦做什么呢？
Why did he go to Babylon?
圣经没有说。
The Bible did not record for us.
只是说他去了巴比伦。
Only mentioned for us he went to Babylon.
到了巴比伦做什么呢？
What did he do in Babylon?
弟兄姊妹，你可以翻到51章里就看到这件事。
Brothers and sisters, you can turn to chapter 51 and see this.
59节。
Verse 59.
犹大王西底家在位第四年，上巴比伦去。
The word when he went with Zedekiah, the king of Judah, into Babylon in the fourth year of his reign.
他做王第四年就到巴比伦去。
In the fourth year of his reign, he went to Babylon. What did he go there to do?
这里没有说。
It didn't say anything here.
也没有什么其他的历史可以参考。
No other reference we can have as a reference.
但是有一个推测应该是可以接受的。
There may be this theory that we can accept.
他到巴比伦去向巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒宣告他的忠诚。
He went to Babylon to proclaim to Nebuchadnezzar his faithfulness, faithfulness to him.
我想这个是可以接受的。
I think that is worthy of our acceptance.
虽然是推测，但是是可以接受的。
Even though it is only a thought, I guess.
不然你跑到巴比伦干什么？
We can accept that. Otherwise, why would he go to Babylon?
那结果他就回来了。
And then he came back.
那刚才我就和弟兄姊妹提到。
I mentioned with brothers and sisters.
这个时候巴比伦跟埃及都非常要去拉拢犹大。
During this time, now both Babylon and Egypt wanted to get Judah on their side.
那当西底家从巴比伦回来的时候
，Now when Zedekiah came back from Babylon,
埃及王就一再派人来跟他联络，要与他结盟。
The Pharaoh continuously sent his ambassadors to Judah to have him be an ally.
这是记载在以西结书上面的。
That is recorded in Ezekiel.
那从以西结书那里，我们就晓得这一段耶利米书里头没提的那个历史。
From Ezekiel, we're able to realize the history that is not recorded here in Jeremiah.
那么他们两个人结盟。
Now, if they were to become allies,
当然，埃及人就是拉拢犹大来扩大他的那个声势来对抗巴比伦。
Of course, Egypt wants Judah on their side to extend their power to deal with Babylon.
西底家呢，他也要借着 埃及的那个势力来盼望脱离巴比伦的辖制。
Zedekiah on his agenda also wanted through the power of Egypt to get rid of the control that is under Babylon.
因为他们有这样的一个默契在那里。
Because there is this screen there.
所以犹大王西底家他第八年第九年的时候他就有胆量去背叛巴比伦王。
Therefore, during the 8th and 9th year of the reign of Zedekiah, he had the courage to rebel against Babylon.
所以巴比伦的军队就来攻打犹大。
Therefore, the army of Babylon came to besiege Jerusalem.
那先是攻打了，已经把耶路撒冷围困了。
Now they first surrounded Jerusalem.
我们就看到了。
We have already saw.
因为法老出兵了。
Because Pharaoh sent his army.
那所以巴比伦的军队曾经自动的解围撤退了。
Therefore, the army of Babylon retreated and they automatically just went back.
我们上次提过这个事情。
We mentioned that last time.
那当时犹大人就觉得，哎呀，行了，巴比伦人类我们不和了。
At that time, the people of Jerusalem thought, great, now we have done it. The people of Babylon won't bother us anymore.
但是耶利米在那个时候很明确地说，巴比伦人的军队一定会再回来。
But during that time, Jeremiah said very clearly, the army of Babylon will surely return.
就算他给埃及人打败了，他们还是要回来。
Even if they were defeated by the Egyptians, they will still return.
那这在以前我们提过了。
We mentioned this before.
那这一次巴比伦的军队撤离耶路撒冷。
This retreat of the army of Babylon from Jerusalem
是去跟埃及法老有交血。
They lost the opportunity to be in direct conflict with Egypt.
但是他们究竟打仗了没有？历史上没有记载。
We don't really know if they fought with one another during that time. It was not recorded in history.
是不是他们在那里只是用一个势力在背后做那个外交的交涉？
Do they just have that force behind the front just to have what happened?
这是也没有历史的记录可以寻找。
There was no historical reference for us.
但是只知道一件事。
But we know,
当巴比伦的军队和埃及的军队碰过头以后，
After the army of Babylon and the army of Egypt fought,
埃及的军队就回埃及了。
The army of Egypt went back.
他们究竟有没有面对面打过仗？没人知道。
When they met one another, we don't know if they actually fought, but that was what happened.
军队一离开以后，
Now when the army of Egypt left,
巴比伦的军队就这回头又把耶路撒冷围起来了。
Once again, the army of Babylon returned and surrounded Jerusalem.
这就是这里所说的。
That is what's recorded here.
1999年11月，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒率领全军来围困耶路撒冷。
Chapter 39, verse 1, in the 9th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the 10th month came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army against Jerusalem, and they besieged it.
一直到西底家王11年4月初9日城就给攻破了。
And in the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the 4th month, the 9th day of the month, the city was broken up.
都差不多半年的时间。
It was about half a year.
第二次围城有半年的时间。
The second time they were besieged, it was for half a year.
头一次的围城有一年多的时间。
The first time they were besieged, it was about a year.
那我们要留意这个事情。
Now we have to take note of this.
那我们要注意的是什么呢？
What must we pay attention to?
犹大人怎么会有胆量去抵挡巴比伦呢？
The people of Judah, how dare they have the strength, the boldness to resist the Babylonians?
那我们从巴比伦的军队用了十几个月的功夫，差不多两年的功夫，才把耶路撒冷攻下。你就知道犹大人虽然是在那个时候是比较弱一点，但是他们的斗志很强。
Now when we look at these two times, over 10 months, about 2 years of time together, in order for the strong Babylonian army to subdue them, we are able to see though the Judah was very weak, yet their fighting will was very strong.
他们又认定, 既然跟埃及有盟约, 那埃及必定要来援助他们。
And they were determined that since they have a treaty, an ally in Egypt, Egypt will come to their aid.
那这些事情都是造成西底大王和犹大的那些官长们 他们一直硬硬的顶着，不要听神的话。
All these situations hardened even more Zedekiah and his officials that they would not obey the word of God.
但是结果是怎样呢？
But what is the result?
等到西底家王11年4月初9日，城就给攻破。
In the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the 4th month, the 9th day of the month, the city was broken up.
然后 你看第四章第四节
and then verse 4
犹地王西底家和一切的兵丁看见那个巴比伦的军队进来了他们就在晚间就逃跑了
And it came to pass that when Zedekiah the king of Judah saw them and all the men of war and they fled and went forth out of the city by night
他们往耶利哥的那个平原的那一边逃跑
They went out on the way of the plain of Jericho
从下面的经文我们有理由相信他们盼望可以逃到亚门人的那个地区
From the scripture, from the reference here, we have reason to believe they wanted to escape to the Ammonites.
但是在历史的一些记载说
In some historical recording
当时犹大有一些投降的那些军人他就把西底家王逃亡的这个企图告诉
There were some of the people of Judah who surrendered to the Chaldeans, told the army about this plan of Zedekiah that he wanted to escape.
那结果呢, 巴比伦的军队就跟着他逃亡的那个路线把他追上了。
Then the army of the Babylonians followed the way of escape and caught up to them.
就把他抓了。
And captured them.
把他送到巴比伦王那里了。
And brought him to the king of Babylon.
到了巴比伦王那里的时候。
When he was at the king of Babylon.
巴比伦王就当着他的脸，把他的众子，把他的家人，还有很多犹大的那个贵胄都杀了。
Before his eyes, the king of Babylon slew his sons and his family and the nobles of Judah.
并且把西底家的两个眼睛也挖了
and also put out his two eyes
然后就把他送回巴比伦
and then took him back to Babylon
那这个时候整个耶路撒冷都给焚烧了
during that time the entire city of Jerusalem was burned
那个结果是非常非常的可怜的
that end result was very very sad
那我们看到这样的一个
Now, when we see such a condition,
如果你光是看那个历史,
if we only look at the history,
那历史到这里就可以结束了,
we can just put an end to the history from now, from this point.
但是我们看圣经的时候,
but when we read the Bible,
我们并不是只看历史,
we do not only read history,
因为圣经不是为写历史而写的,
because the Bible was not written for the sake of history.
圣经里面是有历史的成分,
there is the content of history in the Bible,
历史不是圣经的主题,
but the theme of the Bible is not history.
那是附带在那里提一提, 来突出, 圣经的主题的
It is just mentioned along there in order to make the theme of the Bible more outstanding.
圣经的主题是神那个永远的旨意的怎么进行
And the theme of the Bible is the execution of that eternal will of God, how it takes place.
那因此我们看到西底家现在被掳了
Therefore now when we see Zedekiah being captured,
也受到很残忍的对待了,
he was also dealt with very cruelly.
但是他自己一个人受很残忍的对待,
not only he himself was dealt with very cruelly,
整个犹大和整个耶路撒冷的人都受了好残酷的对待,
all the people of Judah, all the people of Jerusalem were dealt with very cruelly.
并且从这个时候开始,
and from this point on,
以色列民,
The people of Israel,
特别是说到犹大,
especially when we speak of the people of Judah,
就没有再给神用作来去做成神旨意的那些器皿,
no longer were they vessels used by God to accomplish His work.
因为从这个时候开始
，because from this time on，
被掳的七十年
，the 70 years of captivity，
被掳回来以后400年
，the 400 years after the return from captivity，
神在以色列的中间没有再做什么事情
，God no longer did anything amongst the Israelites，
甚至连话都不说了
，even to a point he did not speak to them。
就是如果我们读到被掳归回以后的尼希米记。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we read the return after the captivity in Nehemiah,
我们就晓得旧约圣经最不厚的那一卷的先知书就是那个马拉基。
We understand then the last book of the Old Testament is Malachi.
马拉基在尼希米的那一个时代里面替神说话。
Malachi spoke during the time of Nehemiah.
但是马拉基说话完了以后呢
？But after Malachi spoke，
差不多400年的时间，神没有再向他百姓说话。
Almost 400 years， and God did not speak to his people。
神沉静下来了。
He became silent。
神不说话了。
He did not speak。
有点像亚伯拉罕那生了以斯玛利以后的那些年代。
It seems like the time during the period after Abraham had begotten。Ishmael.
神没有再向他说话。
God did not speak to him.
神沉寂了400多年。
God was silent for over 400 years.
为什么神不说话呢
？Why did God not speak?
神是要带进一个新的起头。
God is to bring in a new beginning.
那就真的是以色列人所盼望的弥赛亚。来了。
That is truly then the Messiah the Israelites were hoping for.
那就是我们的主道成肉身了。
That is our Lord who was the Word became flesh.
带进一个新的世代了。
To bring in a new era.
但是新的时代还没有来。
Before that period came.
旧的已经到了结束的时候。
The old one has come to an end.
那为什么旧的会结束呢
？Now why did the old one end?
这个就是我们要留意的。
That's what we need to pay attention to.
也就是我们读耶利米书的时候，我们要从其中找出来的。
That is also something we must find out from reading the book of Jeremiah.
如果没有找出这样的一个结果出来
，If we did not seek out this reason,
那神结束那个旧的做工的方法
，As God puts an end to the old way of work.
那我们不领会神为什么会结束
？And we do not understand why God will end it.
那结果我们就很容易又跑回他们走过的路。
The result would be very easily we'll go back to that old way of working.
结果有一天我们也给神结束了。
Even to a point, one day we'll also God will put an end to
us. 就像以弗所教会的灯台给挪移了。
That's just like the lampstand of the church in Ephesus.
那因此我们必须要在耶利米书这里看到这一个世代的那个结束的原因在哪里。
It was removed. That's why there's the reason we must find out the reason why this era came to an end here in the book of Jeremiah.
那当然那个原因不是短期间里边出现的。
Of course, that reason did not just appear over a short period of time.
是长期已经出现了。
It was over a very long period of time.
出现到了耶利米的这个时候。
And now, during this time of Jeremiah,
就到了高点了。
It has reached its peak.
到了这个高点的时候。
And at its peak,
神的干预就出来了。
God's intervention came.
神的这个干预一显明。
When God's intervention was manifested,
那神就把整个在按照律法做的原则来做工的这一个时候结束了。
God ended this period, this time in which he worked under the law.
那现在我们把它归纳出几个原因来。
Now we want to conclude and summarize several reasons.
这是从39-40一直到底下的这两几章我们把它并起来来看出这些问题。
We can look at these issues from chapter 39-40 and the chapters to come to find out these reasons.
头一件事情我们要注意的。
The first thing we must take note of.
那在他整个的犹大的那一个时候。
During the entire time of the nation of Judah.
他们在神的信实的话语显明的那么清楚。
When the faithfulness, the truthfulness of the word of God was manifested so clearly,
他们也不信服神,
yet they did not obey God.
完全好像把神放在一边。
They still completely seemingly put God aside.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个非常严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, that is very serious.
因为这样的一个不信服。
For this disobedience.
结果就造成整个犹大的大灾难。
Brought about such a great tribulation for the nation of Judah.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
从约西亚王死了以后，
After the death of King Josiah,
经历四个王，
there were four kings.
约雅敬，
Jehoiakim,
对不起， Jehoahaz,
Jehoahaz,
约雅敬，
Jehoiakim,
约雅敬，
Jehoiachin,
西底家，
and Zedekiah.
那这四个王，
Now these four kings,
从约雅敬一坐上王位，
From the time Jehoiakim took the throne,
神就已经不住的在那里向他们提出警告。
God continued to warn them.
很明确地告诉他们。
Very clearly telling them.
你们这样背弃神。
You have forsaken God in this way.
你们这样的以偶像来代替神。
You have put the idols in the place of God.
你们这样的不把神放在那个准确的那个位置上。
And you did not put God in his rightful place.
而你们一定要按照生命记上面所说的那些话来承担那个结果。
You will surely bear the responsibility according to the words in Deuteronomy.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们要留意的。
Brothers and sisters, we must take note.
以赛亚在被掳前很久很久已经预先指出犹大的那一个结果。
The prophet Isaiah, long before the captivity of Judah, already pointed out very clearly the result of them.
但是那个时候是西西家的时候。
Yet at that time it was Zedekiah.
No.
It was Hezekiah.
还要经过马拿西的这个五十五年。
You still have to go through the 55 years of Manasseh.
这要经过约西亚的二十几年。
You still have to go through the
约西亚。
Josiah.It's time.
那七八十年的时间，
There was still so much time in between.
才到耶利米这个时候。
And then it is this time of Jeremiah.
但弟兄姊妹你留意，
But brothers and sisters,
神在七八十年以前就已经发出警告了。
Even 70, 80 years ago, God already gave his warning.
神就已经很严肃地在那里提醒神的百姓。
God solemnly warned his people.
你们必须要脱离偶像。
You must depart away from the idols.
你必须要很明确地在那里尊神为大。
You must honor God. You must have him be supreme.
当然。
Of course.
在西西家的日子，这个问题不太大。
During the period of Hezekiah, that was not an issue.
但等到马拿西做王的时候，
But when Manasseh was king,
整个情势就变了。
The situation completely changed.
后来等到神的管教来了，
And then the discipline of God came.
马拿西从被掳之地回来，
Manasseh returned from captivity.
从给亚述王掳去这。再释放回来，再悔改了。
After he was captured by Assyria and he was allowed to return, he repented.
虽然他悔改，
even though he repented,
但是他所造成那个败坏已经进入到人的民的中间去了。
But the corruption which he brought about already entered amongst the people.
根深蒂固了。
It was already settled and rooted.
你要把你是把犹大人的心再去带回来，要费好大的力气。
Once again, to return the people, bring their hearts back to God, must take a lot of time and effort.
约西亚做王的虽然是带进一点点的复兴。
When King Josiah was king, he brought about a bit of revival.
但是那个复兴是表面的。
But that revival was only on the surface.
那个复兴是很虚浮的。
That revival was only very shallow and not long.
等到约西亚王一死。
Once he died.
整个拜偶像的尊外邦神的那种气象又蓬蓬勃勃的显出来了。
The idolatry, the idol worship to honor the Gentile gods came back rapidly and quickly.
耶利米这批人出来了。
Now this group Jeremiah came about.
很明显的说，
very clearly saying,
你们若是再是这个样子，
if you continue on this way,
你们一定要被掳到外邦去。
You will be in captivity amongst the Gentiles.
但是那个时候一大批的假先知出来说，
Yeah, during that time, a group of large group of false prophets came. No, this won't happen.
不可能有这样的事情。
It is impossible.
连犹大的百姓也不可也不接受有这样的事情。
Even the people of Judah would not accept this would happen.
我们读耶利米书开头的时候，不是特别指有一个地方我们指出过吗
？When we read Jeremiah, we mentioned especially a certain place we pointed out.
因为他们当时是把许多的外邦神都接过来。
Because at that time they accepted all the Gentile foreign gods.
但是他也没有完全把耶和华神撵出去。
Yet they did not completely.Block the Lord God out.
用简单明白的话来说，就是他们从一神教就成了多神教。
To use very simple, clear words, they're not only they have many gods. They worship many gods.
他们还保留着耶和华的这一个位分在那里。
They still have put God in their place.
你去跟他说你们离弃耶和华。
If you say to them you have forsaken the Lord God.
他们说没有这样的事。
They say no, this is not happen.
耶和华永生神，我们还是敬拜他。
We still worship the everlasting, eternal Lord God.
那你看看我们有圣殿吗？
No, we have the temple.
那我们圣殿就在这里吧，耶和华的殿。
This is our temple, the temple of the Lord. It is here.
弟兄姊妹还记得这个？
Brothers and sisters, you still remember that.
那他们就有一个外表还保留着好像和耶和华神的那个关系，他们就觉得心安理得。
On the surface, because they think they still maintain that right relationship with the Lord God, on the surface, then they can do whatever they want.
我弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常危险的光景。
Brothers and sisters, that is a very dangerous condition.
以色列民最早就在拜金牛犊的那件事情上面出现这种光景。
Even from the early stage history of the Israelites, when they worship the cows, that condition came about.
那以后他们在拜偶像的时候，相当多的时间他们还是保留着耶和华的那一个位置。
Even later on, many times when they worship the idols, they still had a place for the Lord God.
但丢出来你很清楚的记得。
But brothers and sisters, you remember very clearly.
十条诫命的第一条。
The first commandment of the Ten Commandments.
我是耶和华你们的神。
I am the Lord God, your God.
除我以外没有别神。
There is no God aside from me.
你把别人都带进来。
Now you take everything else in.
跟耶和华神放在一起。
To place them with the Lord God.
那就很明显。
Very clearly.
和神的诫命发生一个很厉害的那个抵触的。
That is greatly undermining that a commandment from the Lord.
这个在神面前是野神的震怒是很厉害的。
This will provoke greatly the anger of God.
但是他们觉得心安理得。
But they felt at peace with that.
因为我们还没有离弃神。
Because we still have not forsaken God.
我们还跟随耶和华神。
We're still following the Lord God.
我们还保留有他的圣殿。
We still have his temple.
我们也有他给我们的律法。
We still have the law which he gave to us.
一些就是外面的东西我们都保存着。
All these external matters we still keep.
弟兄，你留意
的。Brothers and sisters, take note.
神所注意的不是你外面保存多少与他有关的事物。
God does pay no attention to how much external matters you still keep of it.
神所留意是他在人中间的那个专一的地位。
What God takes note of is his only high position which you have in your heart for him.
那时候犹大就是落到这样的一种光景。
During that time, Judah was in that condition.
耶利米他们在那里提出警告。
Now Jeremiah mentioned those warnings.
但他们觉得说。
Yet they felt.
我们也并没有完全离弃耶和华。
No, we have not completely departed away from the Lord God.
就拿西底家王来说。
Taking Zedekiah as an example.
我还把你叫来。
Look, I'm still asking you to come.
我还问你说耶和华有什么话对我们说。
I am still asking you what words does the Lord God have to say to me. We still honor the Lord God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这样光景的尊重耶和华。
When we honor the Lord God in this way.
也许在人面前可以。给接受。
In the sight of man, it may be acceptable.
但是在神的面前，神绝对不能接受这种光景。
But in the presence of God, he absolutely will not accept such a condition.
因为他老早就说过，他是除他以外，并没有别神。
Because long ago, he has already proclaimed, aside from him, there is no God.
但是许多假先知出来啊。
Yet many false prophets came.
他们也说巴比伦王不会来的。
They still say the Babylonians will not come.
他来的时候他一定要失败的。
When they come, they'll be defeated.
只有耶利米一个人在那里撑着。
Only Jeremiah himself was still hanging on.
巴比伦王一定来。
The king of Babylon will come.
耶路撒冷一定给攻破。
Jerusalem will fall.
耶路撒冷一定被焚烧。
Jerusalem will be burned.
神的殿也要被毁。
The temple of God will be destroyed.
这些话犹大人听不进去。
The people of Judah did not want to hear these words.
那 现在问题来了。
Now this is the problem.
巴比伦人围困耶路撒冷一次。
The Babylonians besieged Jerusalem once.
他们退兵了。
They retreated.
而犹大人就以为得意了。
The people of Judah thought they had victory.
但是耶利米先知就很清楚在那里。
But the prophet Jeremiah said very clearly there.
从前说耶路撒冷不会被围的，那些先知跑到什么地方去了？
Now where did the prophets previous go who previously said Jerusalem will not be surrounded?
现在耶路撒冷明明就给围了。
Now Jerusalem is surrounded.
虽然巴比伦人暂时退去。
Even though the Babylonians temporarily have retreated.
但是你们不要得意。
But yet do not be joyful over this.
他们要回来的。
They will return.
他们就算是给人打败了，他们还是要回来的。
Even if they were defeated, they will still return.
那神的话说得很清楚。
Now the word of God was very clear.
也很明确地摆在他们面前。
Very clear and plain, placed before them.
他们就是不要相信。
Yet they did not want to believe.
他们就是不要听。
They do not want to hear it.
耶利米一再地说，
Jeremiah continued to say，
神是用着巴比伦人来惩治他的百姓。
God is using the Babylonians to discipline his people。
弟兄姊妹，你还记得？
Brothers and sisters, you still remember？
哈巴谷先知在那里，整本书就是，也就是说到巴比伦人来要惩治神的百姓。
The prophet Habakkuk continued to say in his words that the Babylonians will come to discipline the people of God.
但是犹大人听不进去。
Yet the people of Judah would not listen.
他们不以为这是可接受的。
They did not think these words were acceptable.
当然和刚才我提的他们当时的那个政治的环境的背景有点关系了。
Of course, this is somewhat related to the political background which I mentioned with you before.
但是最重要的那一点，
But the most important point
is, 神在他们心里没有那个绝对的地位。
It's the fact that God in the heart of the people of Judah did not have that absolute position.
所以当神的话那么清楚地说出来。
Therefore, when the word of God is so clear,
又照着神的话那样清楚地显明那个事实。
And it was fulfilled according to the word of God so plainly.
他们就是不信服。
Yet they did not obey.
他们以为神的话是说说就算了。
They thought the word of God is only for speaking.
这种情形。
Under this condition,
不单是在西底家王一个人的身上出现。
It's not only appearing upon the king Zedekiah himself.
也在整个犹大的那些官长的心思里面都是这样。
It is also the same condition in all the hearts of the high officials of Judah.
那好了，现在西底大王给抓了。
Now Zedekiah was captured.
也给残酷的对待了。
He was dealt with very cruelly.
眼睛都挖出来了。
His eyes were put out.
然后用铜链锁着就带到巴比伦去。
He was chained and brought to Babylon.
那这个事情很清楚了。
Now it's very clear.
耶利米说这个事情不知道说了多少遍了。
Jeremiah said this so many times.
那现在一个很明确的事实在这。
Now the clear fact is placed there.
但是等到巴比伦的入侵的那个巴比伦的人把犹大的局面稍微稳定一下的时候。
But after the Babylonians who came in to subdue and occupy Jerusalem, after it was somewhat settled.
那好多起初逃到外边的那些犹太人呢都回来了。
Now the Jews who fled elsewhere returned.
他们都回到犹大地了。
They returned to the land of Judah.
那在犹大地就本来就可以安居乐业了。
In the land of Judah, they can settle down again and have their roots.
因为神借着耶利米说的话就是说，你们出去投降巴比伦人。
Because through the word of Jeremiah, if you surrender to the Babylonians,
你们就在这里可以安然居住。
You can still live in peace here.
你们就不会受到很苦待。
You will not be mistreated.
但是他们不肯这样做。
Yet they would not do that.
那结果城破了。
The result, the city fell.
他们受了很多的苦。
They suffered greatly.
那现在稍微安定一下。
Now it's somewhat settled.
他们都回来了。
They all returned.
那回来以后呢？
After they returned.
就发生了一个事情。
This happened.
这个事情恐怕也有很复杂的一些政治的背景。
There are still probably a lot of complex political issues that took place during this time.
那一个时候，巴比伦人 委派了他们当中的一个将军来做犹大地的总管。
At that time, the Babylonians appointed one of the generals to be the governor of Judah.
但是有一个犹大的宗室，就是那个王族里面的人。
Now, there was still one of the nobles, a prince of the royal family.
啊，他跟亚门人有一点关联。
He had some connections with the Ammonites.
亚门人就把这个人差遣回来。
Now the Ammonites sent this individual back.
要杀掉那一个巴比伦人所立的那个总管。
And wanted him to kill the general who the Babylonians appointed as governor.
结果呢，也真的给他杀了。
As a result, he did kill him.
那结果后来有另外一些军人。
And then there are other soldiers.
又把他们解决掉了。
Took care of the ones who killed the governor.
那这批人把这一个宗室叫做以实玛利的解决了以后。
Now after these people who killed Ishmael, the one who killed the governor,
他们就为当时的局势很彷徨。
They were still very fearful of what's going to happen.
因为那个以实玛利把加勒底人立的那一个省长杀了。
Because Ishmael killed the governor whom the Chaldeans have appointed.
也把少数留守在那里的巴比伦的军人也杀了。
And also killed some of the army that was left behind there.
那所以他们就觉得。
So they felt.
巴比伦人要是回来追究起来的时候，我们怎么办？
Now if the Babylonians came and wanted to account for this, what would we do?
那所以当时的那些剩下来的那些军长们呢？
Now the army that was left behind,
他们就来找耶利米了。
They came to look for Jeremiah.
那是在42章了。
That is in chapter 42.
那很好多的那个军长，有众百姓从最小的都到至大的都来找先知耶利米。
Then the captains and all the people from the smallest to the greatest came near to look for Jeremiah.
找他干什么呢？
Why?
那留意了。
Now take note.
第二节。
Verse 2.
对先知耶利米说，求你准我们在你面前祈求，为我们这剩下的人祷告，耶和华你的神。我们本来众多，现在剩下的极少。这是你亲眼所见的。愿耶和华你的神指示我们所当走的路，所当做的事。
And said unto Jeremiah the prophet, Let we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all this remnant, for we are left but a few of many, as thine eyes do behold us, that the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk and the thing that we may do.
那这一批人是经过这样大灾难的。
Now this group of people went through such a great tribulation.
他们亲眼看见神的话语成就在他们的身上。
They saw the word of God being fulfilled with their eyes.
那现在发生了这样的一件大事。
Now this great thing happened.
他们都不知道该如何做才好。
They don't know what they need to do.
所以就来找到耶利米。
So they came to look for Jeremiah.
请耶利米为他们祷告。
Jeremiah, pray for us.
指示他们该行的路。
Show us what we need to do.
该做的事。
What we need to do.
如果我们只是看到这里。
If we only see here.
我们觉得这一批人还是有盼望。
We feel this group of people still have hope.
因为他们现在来寻求神了。
Because now they come to seek after God.
以前他们不寻求神。
Before they didn't.
以前他们根本就忘记神。
Before they completely forgot about God.
以前他们不要听神的话。
They did not want to hear the word of God.
现在他们要了。
Now they want.
他们要来听神的话。
They want to come hear the word of God.
并且跟耶利米说得很清楚。
And they said very clearly to Jeremiah.
神怎么说我就怎么做。
Whatever God say we will do.
你留意。
Take note.
第五节开始。
Starting from verse 5.
于是他们对耶利米说，我们若不照耶和华你的神差遣你来说的一切话行，愿耶和华在我们中间做真实诚信的见证。我们现在请你到耶和华我们神面前，他说的无论是好是歹，我们都必听从。 我们听从耶和华，我们神的话，就可以得福。
Then they said to Jeremiah, the Lord be a true and faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all the things for which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we sent thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of God, of the Lord our God.
你看他们说到这样的话，你说，哎呀，这一批人醒悟过来了。
You can see, seemingly when you hear these group of people say these words, you say they're awakened.
他们在神面前悔改了。
They have repented before God.
啊，他们现在尊神伟大了。
Now they magnify the Lord God.
他们寻求神的引导了。
They are seeking His guidance.
真的假的？
Is it true or false?
假的。
It's false.
但是这只是说来好听。
It seems very good to hear.
他们心里老早就想到要怎么做。
In their hearts, they already thought what they will do.
啊，但是呢
？But
做个样子。
It's only for show.
找耶利米来说说。
They look for Jeremiah just to say this to him.
看看神怎么说。
To see what God has to say.
如果神说的跟他们想的一样，他说就是这样嘛。
If God will say what they're thinking. That's the way.
我们就遵从神的话。
We'll obey the word of God.
但如果神的答复跟他们所想的不一样呢？
If God's answer is not what we're thinking.
他们也老早就决定了。
They already decided long ago.
不要听耶和华讲的话。
We won't obey at all the word of God.
你看到底上你就看到。
If you read on, you understand.
那耶利米为他们在神面前寻求。
Jeremiah sought for them.
啊，神也实在在那里说了话了。
And God indeed spoke.
很明显的说。
Very clearly said.
他们没有说到要去埃及。
They did not say they will go into Egypt.
因为他来找耶利米的时候，只是说求神给我们知道我们该怎么做。
Because when they came to seek Jeremiah,
该怎么走。
Have God show us what way we need to go, what we need to do.
但是你看41章的末了，他们心里老早就定规要上埃及。
But at the end of chapter 41, they already thought they will go down into Egypt.
现在就来找耶利米去胡混胡混一下。
Now they want to just fool around with Jeremiah and see what happened.
顶好神说好啊，你们上埃及吧。
It would be great if God's answer is go into Egypt.
他们就心安理得去下埃及了。
Then they can go into Egypt at peace.
但是等到神有话托耶利米来给他们说的时候。
Now when the word of God was spoken through Jeremiah.
他们怎么说呢？
What did they say?
留意43章。
If you take note of chapter 43,
那这一批人
this group of people,
他们听见耶利米给他们说了神的话。
They heard the word of God through Jeremiah.
神说的话也说得非常的严肃。
The word of God was very solemn.
我们先看42章的第19节吧。
If we first look at chapter 42, verse 19,
所剩下的犹大人呐、啊，耶和华论到你们说，不要进入埃及去，你们要确实的知道，我今日警教你们了。
The Lord hath said concerning you, O ye remnant of Judah, go ye not into Egypt. Know certainly that I have admonished you this day.
你们行诡诈自害，因为你们请我到耶和华你们神那里说，求你为我们祷告耶和华我们的神，照耶和华我们的神一切所说的话告诉我们，我们就必遵行。
For you dissembled in your hearts when you sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, Pray for us unto the Lord our God, and according unto all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it.
我今日将这话告诉你们，耶和华你们神为你们的事差遣我到你们那里说的，你们却一样没有听从。现在你们要确实的知道，你们在所要去寄居之地必遭刀剑饥荒瘟疫而死。
And now I have this day declared to you, but you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord God your God, nor anything for the which ye have sent me unto you. Now therefore know certainly that ye shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence in the place where you desire to go and sojourn.
好了，弟兄姊妹，你看43章第二节了。
Now, brothers and sisters, verse 2 of first chapter 43.
你看呢，怎么说呢？
What did he say?
这一堆人就对耶利米说。
This group of people said to Jeremiah,
你说谎言。
You speak a lie.
耶和华我们的神并没有差遣你来说,
the Lord our God have not sent thee to say,
你们不可进入埃及, 在那里寄居,
go not into Egypt to sojourn there.
这是尼利亚的儿子巴录挑战, 你害我们, 要将我们交在扎勒底人的手里, 使我们有被杀的, 有被掳到巴比伦去的。
But Barak the son of Neriah setteth thee on against us for to deliver us into the hand of the Chaldeans that we might be put to death and carried away captive into Babylon.
那弟兄姊妹你看到了?
Now brothers and sisters, you can see
这一批人,
this group of people,
他们虽然经过那么明显的看见,
even though they're the ones who have experienced and gone through so clearly, so plainly, the word of God being fulfilled in their eyes, yet they would disobey the word of God. They would disobey the word of God because originally they are disobedient to God. They did not give any ground to God. Of course, then they would not obey His word.
不信服神,
if they did not obey God, obviously they would not obey the word of God.
弟兄姊妹你看到吗?
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
这个就是犹大王国以前的那种属灵的光景。
This is the spiritual condition of Judah before the nation came to an end.
为什么神不能再用作犹大呢?
Why is it God no longer can use Judah?
为什么神把犹大交给外邦人?
Why did God give Judah to the Gentiles?
为什么神停止在犹大里头继续执行他那永远的旨意呢?
Why did God put an stop working in Judah to execute His eternal will? Now we're able to see a very important reason.
上至君王,
the king on top,
下到官长,
even to the officials,
都是用这样的心思来对着神,
they all have the same heart to God.
都是用那种心思来对待神说的话,
they have the same heart to the word of God.
弟兄姊妹, 我们越读神的话, 就越知道,
brothers and sisters, the more we read the word of God, the more we know.
离开了神的话, 属神的人是没有路走的。
Besides, outside the word of God, the people belonging to God have no other way.
日子是这样,
it is that way in the day of the Old Testament.
在新约的日子还是这样,
in the days of the New Testament, it is the same.
因为整个神救赎的计划, 要做的那一件事情, 就是把人带回神的面前, 去接受神的权柄。
Because all the work of eternal salvation plan of God is to bring man back under His authority.
是承认神的权柄,
to confess, acknowledge His authority.
那你要承认神的权柄,
now, we want to acknowledge God's authority, what we have to manifest this. That has to do with what attitude man has toward the word of God. When God speaks to man, the word of God expresses God Himself. If we accept God, we will accept the word of God. If we have reservation to the word of God, that only reflects the fact that we still have withholding to God.
犹大王国以前的那一段的日子里头, 从上到下, 我们都看得见。
That condition, that very condition, is the condition we see right before the period of the end of the nation of Judah, from top to bottom.
那这是从那些管理的阶层上面去看的。
We only see this from the ruling level.
如果你再看到整个的在百姓的当中呢?
If we want to see on the, all the people,
我们就看到44章。
We can see in chapter 44.
在44章的里头,
in chapter 44,
当耶利米一直告诉他们说不能上埃及,
when Jeremiah continues to tell them, no, you cannot go to Egypt, you cannot go to Egypt.
你看当时的人怎么反应的是怎么样呢?
You can see what the response of the people is.
弟兄姊妹们, 看15节, 44章的15节。
Brothers and sisters, look at chapter 44, verse 15.
那些住在埃及地巴特罗知道自己妻子上别神烧香的, 与旁边站立的众妇女, 聚集成群, 回答耶利米说, 论到你奉耶和华的名向我们所说的话, 我们必不听从。
And all the men which knew that their wives had burnt incense unto other gods, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwelled in the land of Egypt, in Patros, answered Jeremiah, saying, As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee.
我们定要成就我们口中所出的一切话，上天后销赃，交奠祭，按着我们与我们列祖君王首领在犹大的城一中和耶路撒冷的街市上素常所行的一样。
But we will certainly do whatever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the city of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem.
糟糕的还是在底下了。
But what's worse is still to come.
因为那时我们吃饱饭，享福乐，并不见灾祸。
For then had we plenty of vitals, and were well, and saw no evil.
自从我们停止向天后烧香，交奠祭，我们倒缺乏一切，又因刀剑饥荒，饥荒灭绝。
But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine.
弟兄说你看到了?
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
当时整个的犹大的那个光景。
This is the entire situation, condition of Judah. Not only the king. Not only the officials.
你看到百姓们,
look at the people. Even the people was in such darkness.
他们就把我们侍奉偶像的时候，我们什么都好。
When we served the idols, everything was well.
我们不侍奉偶像了，我们就糟糕。
When we did not serve the idols, woe to us.
就把事情完全的扭转过来。
They have completely turned it all around.
没有看到这是神的那一个惩治。
They did not see that this was the punishment of God.
这是神给他们的管教和干预。
This was an intervention and discipline of God.
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
当我们看到整个犹大在那一个时候的光景,
when we look at the entire condition of the people of Judah,
我们就了解了,
then we're able to understand,
为什么神在那个时候好像我们主钉十字架的时候一样, 他颜面不看,
Why is it, even as the condition when our Lord was crucified on the cross, that the Father had to cover his face and hid his face and not look at his people? And at this time would allow for them to be handed over to the Babylonians.
交在巴比伦人的手里头是非常残酷的一个事情。It
is very cruel to hand over to the Babylonians.
但是为什么神这样放弃他的百姓?
Yet, why would God forsake his people in this way?
如果我们只是点点滴滴的来看现在这一段时间的事情,
if we bit by bit only look at the period of time here at the situation,
我们也看见那个问题的严重,
even so, we're able to see the severity of the situation.
但是我们不能不说,
yet we must say,
犹大的那一种光景,
the condition of Judah
是长久以来的,
it is a prolonged period of time.
不是后来二三十年的,
it is not only the last 20, 30 years of this time.
是很长久, 积累下来的,
it is accumulated for a very, very long period of time.
他们一直是用背向着神,
they continue to have their back to God.
拒绝神的话语的光,
to reject the light of the word of God.
而这些呢,
and this,
老早在生命记里边, 神就给他们说得很清楚,
was long ago said very clearly to them in Deuteronomy, if it is like this, that is what your result will be. Yet they were not astonished at all because of that. They only based on what their eyes saw.
他们看见眼见的那些好的, 他们就觉得说, 我们还是对的。
If they saw what was good, they still felt we are still right.
在眼见里头看到, 不是那个光景了。
In their eyes, if they saw things change,
他们就说是神恢复他们。
They said it was God who shortchanged them.
弟兄姊妹这种倒黑, 把黑变白, 把白变黑的那一种光景。
Brothers and sisters, this condition of turning black to white, white to black,
那是我们能把它掌握住的时候,
if we're able to hold on to this,
我们就看到,
we're able to see,
虽然他们 给交在外邦人手里的那一个结局是非常的悲惨。
Though the condition, the result of their handing over to the Babylonians was very, very cruel.
从西底下来说, 眼睛都给挖掉了。
From Zedekiah's viewpoint, his eyes were put out.
亲眼看着自己的儿子, 妻子亲人在那在眼前给杀掉。
Before his eyes, his sons, his wives, his family was killed.
许多的那个大臣也都在他眼前给杀掉。
Even the nobles were killed before his eyes.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这个还不是最残酷的。
That is still not the most cruel.
最残酷的是在哪里
？Where is the most cruel？
你如果读一读耶利米哀歌第二章第四章
，If we read Lamentations chapter
你就
晓得
城破的时候。
Then we realize when the city fell,
那个光景是怎样?
What was that condition?
别的不说了，也许下次我们再说。
We won't mention the others, maybe next time.
我们单说一个。
We only mention one.
那里说到那个仁慈的妇人啊，亲手杀掉自己的婴孩来吃。
It says that the mother would kill her own son for food.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
落到这样的光景。
It is in such a condition.
你说为什么会这样?
You say, why would that happen?
你说神为什么允许这样的事情发生在他的百姓的当中呢?
Why would God allow for this to happen amongst his people?
但弟兄姊妹们,
But brothers and sisters,
我们回过来看犹大的一直以来的那种光景。
If we continue to look at the continual condition of Judah,
我们就知道了。
We will know.
但愿主给我们有一个苏醒的灵。
May the Lord give us alert spirit.
看到当年犹大王国的时候的那一个情形。
To see the condition of the destruction of the nation of Judah.
也就我们现在是受很厉害的光照。
For us now to be enlightened very greatly.
不叫我们在主快来以前这幕后的一段的路程我们也走上。以色列民走过的路。
So that in the last days, right before our Lord's return, in this last journey, that we will not go on the same way as the people of Judah went on.
基督教已经是走样了。
Christianity has taken a different form.
那我们要不要跟着基督教的那个大环境去走的?
Now, do we want to follow the mainstream Christianity?
还是持定神自己的话来守住我们该守的地位。
Or do we want to hold on to the word of God to keep the position which we ought to stand?
但愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这里。
Think we'll end here tonight.